Okay, we're all set to go here. I think I'm ready. Buzz, why don't you... We'll get started with you, and we'll see what happens here. So good luck with this. Step right up here.
Please be careful.
A little closer. Closer.
Okay, I'm here. I'm
that,
here.
That might be too close.
Here we go.
That's good. There you go. Yeah. You missed a spot. There you go.
You know, Mike, I don't want to be too forward, but you've got a nice touch.
That's the delicate hands, Rob.
Easy. Looking good.
That all right?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Nice job.
What about that?
Hey, careful.
Better. Okay.
That's me.
It was a good
actor. He's a good actor, isn't he?
Really good. It's like
hey, careful.
It's like doing it with William Hurt.
God. Get the Oscar ready for you. All right. Not the Oscar, this Oscar. Oscar, come on over here. We got to do you next here.
Let me unbuckle my belt.
I guess there's no need for that. Thank you. Yeah, I guess no need to.
Perhaps next week.
Take a seat. Thank you. And Rob, you're next, please.
Thank you. You know, Mike, I'm a little uncomfortable with this.
All right, here we go.
All right. Hold on. What if I adjust? Hold on.
Jesus.
Let me put my foot on the table.
I charged the battery.
Does that help?
Hold on.
Got to get that
God
free.
Damn it. What's wrong, Rob?
I kind of like that. That's nice.
Try that.
You know, Mike,
working.
I've never had this problem before.
Wow.
Hold on.
Better.
I'm dripping wet.
You're dripping wet.
I can't do this.
I think we all are.
Rob, sit back down. It's not working. Hold
Another
on.
Time?
Now I'm going to work on myself.
Nice
here.
Try.
All right.
I, for one, never knew Mike was double jointed.
Okay. There we go.
Making quite a mess.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh, taint. Oh.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hiya, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
When we were on the shelf, Rob, you talk about, you know, you taking the time to respond to people. I didn't do that when we were on the shelf. That's when it got big. And now to do it would be ridiculous to go back to, you know, the first ones that I got back during that period because it would be too late anyway.
It's old news.
How about that for rationalization?
When you started talking about JFK and slandering them, when did that tailspin into that?
What I talked about was
right under the surface for all of us.
Here's the Mike O'Mara show that we do, okay? We can talk about the playoffs, but we can also talk about Ricky Gervais.
Right.
We can talk about Haiti. Mm-hmm. We can talk about Ann Curry. We can talk about Rob's kids and the 9-year-old birthday party.
Your bloody stool.
We can talk about Oscar. We can talk about bloody stools. We can talk about all of it in the same. You can't do that with the new format they
Absolutely.
Have over there.
Right.
And even as a listener, that frustrates me, and it frustrates a lot of people.
Amen.
And what I was trying to tell this reporter is there is a need for this kind of radio out there. There's a need for this kind
of
entertainment.
Is.
And if it lingers and stays and exists and thrives on the internet, that's c'est la vie. Let it be that way. What it is, though, is a new frontier. And so we are trying to build this as a business, and that is where the struggle lies.
Right.
And that's obvious to me. It's been obvious since day one that's where the struggle lies.
Of course.
And I'm excited about that, too, because that is something we can always look back on and go, hey, remember that time when we were trying to do this?
Remember when it sucked?
Yeah, it's really, it's something that we are building, and what we're doing is we're building our own little radio station.
Right, right.
And it's exciting, and I look forward to, eventually filling the coffers with the quality people that are going to be able to successfully sell this program.
Amen.
And right now we got some good people that have started with us. They're going to continue to be with us hopefully for a long time.
Right.
And I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where we are. And I love it. I love doing it. I love the process of doing radio. Didn't know that when I had that off time, to be honest with you.
We questioned that. Yeah.
When I had that downtime, I actually dug it. I enjoyed my downtime as much as anybody else.
You never actually talked about it. Because we moved right forward into it. And, it was a time and place I figured that would actually surface.
Yeah.
But people wanted to know how you felt when it actually went down.
When it went down, I felt at the outset very, very little remorse. I was actually, you know, I had a guaranteed contract that was going to take care of me for a good long time.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I haven't been, you know, even with 500 divorces, I haven't been an idiot with my money. So I've actually gotten, I've done things that have stabilized my life. So I wasn't in a state of total panic. And I actually had a lot of freedom at the beginning that I hadn't had in 28 years. So the idea when we first got the boot was, this sucks. Screw you guys. Mm-hmm. I'll see you later. But then the freedom during that part of the summer to kind of do what I wanted to do was a little bit liberating. Mm-hmm. You know, getting on my motorcycle and actually going to a motorcycle rally that started on a Thursday right. was something that was inconceivable. It never
would have
happened
done it before.
Inconceivable.
Right?
Saying yes to my buddies who would say, "Can you do this weekend?
Right?
Can you do this?" That was something that was very exhilarating, and I liked it. It was short lived though, because it really didn't last that long. And I like doing what I do. Mm-hmm. I like the purpose of coming in here and trying to be funny, and that's where I was, you know. And I also managed to get married during that period
you
of
did.
Time
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So that's it.
So it wasn't all good.
It wasn't all good.
I was hugely relieved, because we were under a lot of tension in those final months, and for me it was just a huge relief. I spent a lot of time at the pool, and I was really glad to be out of there, because there was evil there.
Well, it was something that the gun was to our heads for a long time.
Right.
I would imagine it was tougher for you, Oscar, because you were in the know a lot earlier than we were, because they had to let you know, because Chad was part of their plans after they flipped
it was it was tough. It was tough, and it was also familiar, because we had been through it so many times that it was kind of like, all right, this sucks, but what's plan B? You have to be proactive when it comes to that.
Right.
And trust me, When you go through it enough times, you see the signs, you see what's up, and then you start moving to get in a position where you could actually take care of yourself. Was tougher, I apologize. What was tougher for me was that we had such a great product as a station, and then to see that go. And then also for the company, and I can't disclose most of the terms because I had signed an agreement, for the company to at one point show me the support and embrace that I was looking for as a professional in this field. And then when the chips fell on the table, it was something completely different.
Do you regret playing ball?
No.
You don't?
I don't, because what I felt when I walked away, and I remember saying
bottom line, to cut through it, they said Oscar was going to have a gig. Not necessarily a gig at WJFK,
then he
but they were going to have a gig, and then they pulled
the
rug out from under him.
So the one thing I was cognizant about and happy about is that when I got into this business, I listened to you guys, I listened to O&A, I listened to Howard, and I dreamt of being maybe a tenth of as good as you guys. I dreamt of doing that. I dreamt of doing it at WJFK. And I know Chad, he's got the passion, and he wears it on his sleeve, but I really don't talk about it too much.
Right, it's true.
Yeah, but I dreamt of being on that station and having a talk show.
It was great.
So I knew if it ended there, I did what I seek to do and what nobody said you could do.
Mission accomplished.
How are you going to do that?
Right.
You don't have anybody that you know in radio. You got to be I worked for free for 2 years for that opportunity. And Rob, I'm sure you did the same thing. And look, this isn't boo hoo.
Still doing it.
Yeah, this isn't boo hoo hoo, but for me,
it's just the way it is.
It was nice to walk out with my head held high, but it was also another lesson I learned, where you just really can't trust anybody in that business.
The saddest thing for me, and people should know this that listen to the old station, not only did I love being on that radio station, and this was the first time I can ever remember it, they finally had a lineup where I could listen to it
all day.
And love it, and really listen to it primarily because of my schedule, listen to the guys on before me.
Great.
I can't even remember who was on after me. I don't remember. I remember listening to Big O and Dukes every single day.
Right.
And that was what was sad, because it was so, you know, that whole thing about synergy and, you know, we had it.
It
man.
Really worked. Yeah.
We had it for real. Yeah. I mean,
thing we did was everything they asked us to do, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know. It was a drag. So that felt bad. That felt sad. I was very, very pleased that we went out with our heads held high,
with dignity, and
ratings had turned a corner for us, and we were doing better in the ratings than we ever had.
Very well,
and that was something that was a bummer for me too. Were we setting the world on fire? No, we weren't setting the world on fire. Had we turned the corner? I believe we
absolutely
had.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I think that, you know, the whole world changed for a lot of radio personalities. My friend Donnie Simpson apparently going through the same thing right now, with this era of PPM.
What
it's
company
very
is that?
Sad. That'd be CBS.
That's
too.
Right.
Rob,
knock them all out.
Yeah. That's right.
Really, I've never seen a bloodbath with everybody who seems to have been anybody in this business. seems to be getting tossed aside.
Right.
And it's
big
just kind of a drag.
Small.
But you know what? I'd love to, boy, man, I'd love to see Donnie do what we're doing here right now. And I think if anybody can do it, he can do it.
Hope
Absolutely.
He does.
Yeah.
Rob, what went down when everything went down with you? Obviously,
I caught a lucky break. I was never under contract for CBS, but I did
work. That was by design.
I worked very on whose side? I worked very hard for them for a long time. I think 17 and a half years is what,
right.
and longer than that if you count my internship. But they needed somebody to handle the best of after the show was axed. Now, this is one thing. I know I say a lot of nice things, but I will say this about Steve Bridges. They offered, and nobody knew what was going on as far as the cancellation of the show.
Right.
Except Westwood had to keep the affiliates in touch.
Yeah.
So as soon as Westwood would call and tell Steve at KCJJ something, he'd call me right away and let me know.
Right, right.
So when they have a 30-day guarantee on the Mike O'Mara show for all our affiliates, but they were offering another show free in perpetuity if they would axe the Mike O'Mara show immediately and make it be done. Well, I told Steve, I said, you know, they're going to need someone to produce 30 days of Best Of. That could be 4 more weeks of pay for me.
Right, right.
He said, okay. And he said, I want all 30 days.
Right.
So he kept me in business for an additional 4 weeks. So I produced the final, our last show was July 2nd. And
right.
that's the day we recorded the farewell. And
right.
then we played that later in the week. But anyway, you know, all ancient history. So the last show aired on April 15th, which was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know, I bet Monday I'm going to get the axe because I'd met with CK earlier.
April 15th?
No, I'm sorry. I meant if I said I was
August.
Wrong. August 15th.
August 15th.
I had met with CK during that month, and I said, you know, if there's anything that you guys can have for me, you know, just even
work
in the short term,
kind, yeah.
let me know. I've been with the company for almost 20 years, and
right.
I'd like to keep up with the company. I've done
right.
everything you've ever asked me to do.
And incidentally, Rob and I were in touch during that time period.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he needed my blessing. I mean, you know, I'm out to pasture, but Rob and I were keeping up on, we were all talking to
of
each
course,
other to
right.
find
I
out
mean,
what's
going
on.
We had a long-range plan,
right.
but I was looking for something short term.
Right.
And he said, you know, I really don't think there's anything for you. And
yeah.
that hurt.
Who said that?
Chris.
Really?
CK, I mean, and I'm not sure if it was his decision or not,
Doubtful
but from a corporate level, that was what hurt the most to me, because
yeah.
I come from decent working folk, Mike.
Right.
I was the first person in show business in my family.
Right.
And, you know, when I saw my grandfather and my parents work, they worked as hard as they could
yep.
for a company. They gave their best and they were suitably rewarded for it.
Right.
They never set the world on fire, but
right.
they weren't fired needlessly. And
right.
I said, I'll do anything you need me to. And they said, no. So,
you know, and unfortunately, that is the reality, and I think we all know that. Buzz, you've been in the business, and you've been on the receiving end of this.
Yeah.
I haven't been as much, but I have been,
sure.
At other situations. The thing is, in show business, you mentioned the word needlessly. Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah,
and
true
I think
enough.
You're seeing this with Conan and Jay
exactly.
right now. It's
exactly.
the way it works. Unfortunately, and I don't want this to sound like sour grapes, but it's going to, and tough tease.
Sometimes the grapes are
care.
Sour, Mike.
This business, on the executive level,
mm-hmm.
the people that rise through the ranks, this is just the way it is, folks. You have to be a certain kind of animal
mm-hmm.
to get there in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
You do. And, you know, all corporate America has probably degrees of cutthroat, but there's something about the entertainment business where it's just, you know, you've got people that lay it all on the line out there. They mm-hmm. lay their lives out there, and you sit in judgment of them. And you've never really created a whole bunch yourself, not
right.
that much,
right.
mm-hmm.
not in most cases. And, you know, especially the people that have never been on the creative side of things.
Have some of those
when
too.
They rise through the ranks, they have no clue.
Right.
And they become very skilled at not really listening to, you know, the thoughts of other people and listening to the moods of the people that they're, you know, providing this product for, and looking at a ledger and looking at numbers, and people stop becoming, it becomes very easy for these types to not look at human
yeah.
beings as human beings.
No,
right.
we're a bottom line.
And,
right?
and you know what? And that's, hey, that I thank God that if I was to die tomorrow, mm-hmm. that I would not be, I did not stay in that management side of things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because even on the lowest possible level, It sucks.
Yeah, it'll change
it
you.
It sucks. I'm glad that I'm on this side of the microphone, and I would never want anything to be different, and I think that makes sense. I mean, I'm glad. I had a chance. I was on the other side
even
for a long time.
Even with the challenges we face, I'm happier doing this.
Yeah. I fired four guys from a little radio station, a little radio groups enterprise down in Annapolis, Maryland, and I did it on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
And they called it the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Sure, sure.
And these guys were, you know, insubordinate. They were difficult to deal with, and it still sucked because they were human beings. And I'm good friends with one of them that I can. So that's a good
final capper to my story. When we finished up, and the last day that the Best of Omero would air was August 15th, and it was a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I delivered all the shows on time, and I assumed that, you know, Monday I would get the axe. I was at a grocery store at 2:58 on Friday afternoon. And I got the call, and they said, can you come in today? They didn't even give me the weekend. They couldn't wait to get us all out of there.
Right.
And if I can offer, Rob, that if I can offer a last word on the powers that be, when you watch the movie Up in the Air, it's about George Clooney, who flies around from city to city, and his job is to fire people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's usually hired because the corporate structure of that particular company does not have the individuals that are capable of letting these people down easy. But I will tell you one thing, that the corporation that I worked for didn't even have the decency to do that to me.
Right.
I had to make the phone calls myself.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I made the phone calls, it was only after cajoling and pushing.
Right.
And screaming and yelling, really, that I finally got the word. And it's because I'm on the radio every day, and they worry about that.
Uh-huh.
The fact is, that was the last taste in my mouth of working for a company that couldn't even call me in when the decision has been made and let me do that and show me that respect.
Right.
And they don't do that a lot because they're worried because you're on the air and you have microphones that you're going to have some sort of meltdown. The fact is, that's the one thing I would have appreciated, was at least having someone call me. It was not that. It was, it's true.
Right.
After being browbeaten.
They were forced to admit.
And from that, I have to tell you, guys, no balls.
Right. Right.
Not a testicle among any of you. And that's what will always frustrate me, you know. And the play acting for how sad you are and how bad you feel, that's fine. But the fact is, you have to at a certain point, we had the gun to our head for a long time.
You gotta
let people know what's going on.
Right.
And that was a real bad taste in my mouth. I really thought, be a man, guys. You know, look, if you're going to do it, do it. You got your reasons.
Yeah.
Just say it. We're big boys. We knew it was coming anyway.
We could have handled it.
And it sucked. And, you know, what goes around comes around. And I really do.
I believe
there are, with that said, there are some wonderful people at that organization.
There are.
But there are also some people that really don't look at human beings as human beings.
They'll get theirs.
And I feel right now for my buddy Donnie Simpson, I hope they're treating him with the level of respect due to a guy that was in the market a long time before I was.
Yeah.
And a guy that is a legitimate legend. And I hope they treat him well, because he deserves that at the very least. He's made a lot of money for that
guy. But heads up, Donnie.
Yes.
Just in case.
We'll see.
Look behind you.
And it's a rumor, so I don't know. Maybe he's sticking around.
Right,
I mean, you know,
right.
Cool as the other side of the pillow, Donnie. Love that guy.
TMOS Classic.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got a nice drinking glass of Oriole Park at Camden Yards, a nice draw-in of the stadium on it, along with the city skyline.
Way to go. Congratulations on your drawing. Many of the handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Grooming in general, chickish, or completely shaved?
Yeah,
chickish.
Buzz, because that's why I don't wipe myself I don't shower.
No, I meant down there. Grooming down there, chickish,
yes,
or, it is chickish.
Or complete
she,
removal.
She feels that men who have to tend to that area are that it's chick-like, and Carla is very, very against. For example, right. Carla's turned off by those guys on Jersey Shore. She thinks they're disgusting. Right. She thinks they're womanly.
Many women are turned off by that.
And you know what? I have always I've always said beware of the dandy. I don't like dandy guys, okay?
You.
I'm going to give you and this doesn't apply to trimming down there. This applies to men across the board. Mm-hmm. I can tell you the type of guys that I find the little prima donnas that are chickish.
Let me adjust my scarf.
Jimmy Johnson, for example.
All right.
Jimmy Johnson looks like a guy on the NFL Today show. Yeah. When he's on that NFL show, it looks to me like he gets up seriously at 4 o'clock in the morning to coif his little hairdo, that he gets his hair done.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a dandy like that. Ryan Seacrest, another one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just get that hair, you know, the way he talks about that. It's chickish. And I understand we are in the era of metrosexuals, mm-hmm. but.
Are we?
You know.
Are we, Mike?
We are all so different on this show. We truly
but
are.
But what rubs you the wrong way about that? Those guys you just mentioned,
I think,
are
a
very
guy,
successful.
You get in a shower, you put underarm deodorant on, you shave, you brush your teeth, you put your deodorant on, you go out and you're done. You don't sit there and preen like some peacock because it's just not manly.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I spend time like doing my hair, making it look good if I'm going out on a Friday night or something like that. And I like to shave and I like to shower and I like to be clean. I'm a very clean guy.
That's important.
I do not like to go a day without a shower. Believe it or not, I don't.
What?
All guys do on the weekend, but I don't like to.
Right.
You know, the fact is, but these guys, I'm trying to think of other dandies that just.
Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always dandy.
But
up.
You guys are mentioning guys that are successful and they're doing things with they're big things
that
with their
lives.
That
doesn't matter. But there are also
handsome.
Guys. That
show
are,
me a pretty guy that sucks at life.
Alan Leinwand.
The Jersey Shore guys that would give you that.
Yeah, but also you get a guy like a Russell Crowe, who I don't think gives a rat's ass. I think he's a man's man, and I like going to see his movies, and I like
gun
those guys.
Gun to your head.
What's, yeah?
Ryan Seacrest or Russell Crowe? Who do you make out with?
Oh, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
I mean, who would you rather make out with?
Neither.
No,
I can't.
Just
gun to your head, Mike.
Gun to my head.
Yes.
I have to make a choice?
Yes.
All right, I probably have to go with Seacrest.
Thank you.
You know why?
You suck.
Thank you.
You suck, and I was completely honest there.
Yeah, but you know what?
Thank you for being honest.
What has happened to this show today?
I agree with you.
I think you know.
Thank you, Rob.
He looks cleaner, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Why,
because Russell Crowe, I would think, would probably have that, you know, Foster's lager beer.
Yeah,
beer
and besides,
breath.
He's a foreigner.
You know.
You don't want
But him. I like my guys to be less worried about that kind of stuff. You know, I
and
really
who
do.
Doesn't?
I mean, I like
who
my guys.
Doesn't like their guys?
All right. I'm stopping this.
I think this went well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was the only thing I did where I went out of doors. I think we went out. We did a little gross. We went out of doors and did a grocery run.
The majority of the weekend was spent in of doors.
And went to the Giant food store.
Wonderful.
And thank God they had my Fiber One bread.
That is fortunate.
Thank God they have my Fiber One. This is the greatest bread for the calories. This is the greatest bread made
in the
world.
Was the bread aisle decimated?
The bread aisle. Let me tell you. Here's the thing. The more I have plunged into poverty, the more I'm minding my pennies.
Take the plunge.
The
Mike.
More homes I am, the more meals I'm eating at home.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Sure.
Or homes I'm eating at meal.
And you're comparison shopping. I guess.
I'm comparison shopping, but right. also. I'm becoming very attached to certain grocery items.
Of course.
More so than I ever have been before.
Because you're paying attention.
And I don't think this has anything to do with the financial reasons, but it really is. It's more diet reasons.
You're paying attention.
And this Fiber One bread is the only white bread, like the old-fashioned white bread.
Has to be
akin
white.
To like
bad
Wonder Bread.
Bad for you Wonder Bread, but okay. thicker. Uh-huh. Like almost like fresh baked bread.
Nice. Fluffy.
And this stuff, nice. I swear to God. But of course,
what?
Because it's good and because I love it and because I
knowing.
Can't get enough of it. They never have the crap.
They're out of it.
They never have it because grocery stores, you know what grocery stores have? They have their generic crap bread and their generic crap milk. That's what they have lots of.
Right.
And I've realized
You know, Mike, I used to work the bread aisle. I used to work the milk aisle.
Don't you find that grocery stores, Because you've worked at one.
Right.
They stock what they make. Their generic products.
We never run out of the Safeway brand.
The other stuff, though, the good stuff that might be brand name.
Perhaps Dairyland brand milk. We don't get so much of that in.
They don't do it,
no,
do
they don't. You know, we want out of Wonder Bread, but never Safeway brand.
Exactly.
Bread.
Exactly.
Let me ask this about the bread game, if you will.
Okay.
I always wondered when the person packing your groceries puts the bread in a different bag, you're like, oh, it'll be safe. But when you always get home, it's always half the size it was when you had to put it in your bag.
Yeah, that's in your hands, Oscar.
Why couldn't...
You mishandled it.
Why wouldn't there be a
Rob's putting his faith in the cashier. Right.
Why wouldn't there be a better way to actually pack that bread?
In days of old.
Okay.
In days of old, when the part-time food clerks had to deal with the bags of paper, there was a great way.
Okay.
Because it would go on top. And if you properly bagged and made your sides with boxes.
Yeah, but
boxes,
how many people took pride in their work like you?
I was an excellent bagger.
I know you were. And I know you would probably bag beautifully.
But I know somewhere swimming in there's a compliment. But the plastic bag is made simply for two reasons. Convenience for the customer, and also it's cheap. They are cheap as S.
Right.
And so
cheap to destroy the environment.
And
right.
So, and because of that, you pick it up and it pulls the bread in.
And
there's really no good way to get your bread home.
I love it. It's Fiber One bread, and that was like the only time we went out, and then we came back and we were so squirrely. We were so very, very squirrely. I'm finally leading into this that the mind. Oh, boy.
Completely sober?
Sober as a judge.
Just spit it out, Mike.
First thing of the morning.
This is Sunday morning now?
Listen.
Listen.
When you're in the house for as much time as Carl and I were, you just start to get goofy.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
you just,
I'm with you.
Or you fight.
You amuse, like, or you fight, and we didn't fight.
Oh,
we
that's
didn't
good.
We definitely chirped at each other a few times. But it wasn't a fight by any, you know, certainly not on our scale of fights.
Uh-huh.
You know, our scale of fights are like, F you! F you! That's what it sounds like. We didn't even come close to that.
Oh, that's good.
Because we laughed every time it got to that point because we realized we were going insane.
Genuine laughter or like...
no, really like the kind of laughter, like pot laughter.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm high laughter.
I've read about it.
Because you're so goofy. I'm still goofy. I still look goofy. I still look like... I feel weird after the weekend, but before I went out, Sunday, before we went out to the grocery store, because of the cabin fever, I'm blaming it on that, I got squirrely and I did something terrible.
What?
Terrible?
I did something. Oscar knows what it is.
What did you do?
Because I called Oscar and I told him what I had done.
Now, terrible is a strong word.
Well,
I would
not
say
terrible. It's just something.
I would say terrible,
it's not appropriate
means,
for me. It's going to gross people out. It's disgusting.
Let me
it's
say this. I would say terrible would indicate that it's not only bad, but it's bad for other people.
This will be bad for everybody.
Mm. Oh, so then maybe
this
it is
bad
terrible
for me even to tell
no
the story.
One will think
because
this
I'm that embarrassed. If I'm not blushing, I should be.
All right, get ready, America.
Yes, yes, Oscar.
Made my Sunday.
I'll bet. Wow, let's hear it then.
All right. I got up before I got in the shower.
Uh-huh.
I remember what Oscar had said about squatting over the toilet and shaving, and I decided I'd do a trim.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mike.
And I did a trim, but unfortunately, the trim didn't work out that well.
What went wrong?
So,
exactly. Now, does this have to do
I'm
with the
I'm here to tell you, I took it all off!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
I took it off! Oh, no!
I'm going to be going now.
I took it all off, every bit of it.
Does it have anything to do with the snowblower, Mike? Did you use the snowblower at all?
I am so uncomfortable today, it's not even
itching,
funny.
Itching, perhaps?
And I looked at it, and a man with this size stomach does not need to have that look down there.
Wow.
It's like I'm ready for surgery.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Look like, and there's nothing
like,
good about it.
Looks like Jack Weston is getting his appendix out.
Now, did you use clippers?
I used everything. I used clippers. I used everything, you know.
At what point did Mrs. O'Mara recoil in horror?
Oh, she
did
was,
she didn't, like, she walk was, in on you, did she?
No, but she was like,
what are you doing in there,
she
honey?
Was quietly amused. She
did
was
she
quietly
know,
amused.
When you went in to do this,
yeah.
Did she know what was going on?
She heard this. That's what she heard from the
back. Well, welcome to the club.
She heard that. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I was going in for a, and Jesus, incidentally, for you two guys that we're talking about, that you uh-huh. Buzz and you Oscar,
right.
Thanks for the effing warning.
About
thanks,
what?
About what?
Thanks for the warning that as soon as I would start it, I would go, okay, just a little bit here, there we go. Right away.
Well, what did you think might happen?
Well, no, I didn't know that it would, I didn't know that the end of my Norelco
uh-huh.
would
hold
would,
on, are you talking about an appliance or a body part?
I'm talking about the
my Norelco.
No. I took a pass and I just didn't have the coordination.
I think we're moving too fast.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
I don't relish this topic. As a matter of fact, I'm a little I'm off put right now.
Well, let me play a little romantic music for you.
If you will.
This helps the vision of you squatting over the toilet.
Thank you.
If you will. Your battle plan.
Yeah, did you have a beard trimmer? Was there a guide?
I can answer both your questions.
Did you use lotions?
I can answer this question. The fact is, there wasn't a battle plan.
Problem. Oh,
well, this was the same kind of spontaneity that guys have like when they're gambling in a casino. Where they, you know, you're sitting there, say you're sitting there at a $5
I've
table.
I've never seen this in a casino.
Suddenly you're sitting at a $5 table, you're at a $5 table all afternoon, and somebody puts a bug up your ass and you decide you're going to put $100 down there. Right in front of you, and just all the money you got to gamble, and you're going to shoot the wad right there. It's the same kind of impulsive, ridiculous. I was bored. And I was so bored that I said to myself, let me just do this and then I'll
give it a shot.
I'll laugh about it and I'll show Carla.
Okay.
Look at my fat dummy and look what's underneath.
Okay, now question is regarding that. You went in without telling Carla?
Yeah. Didn't
and so
didn't
she didn't know until it was done.
Spur of the moment.
Didn't breathe a word to her about it.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan.
And then afterwards
she said that she doesn't care for that,
she doesn't care for that, but I knew she wouldn't be totally bothered by it. But I mean, I wasn't planning on going.
You weren't planning on going as far as.
We don't normally get this far into the record, Mike. I just wanted to.
This is good stuff. Let's listen.
It's the sound of Carla looking at you. She broke out into fluent French.
Look at that. Let me touch it. It is like a baby. It is like a tiny little baby.
How do you say mushroom?
Then there's no longer the fur coat around the mushroom.
The
oh, God.
All right, so anyway, so I get done, and the reason I call Carla in the first place is
to console you.
Yeah, I'm in pain.
For help. Yes.
I've wounded myself. It's like Beirut down there.
Oh, okay, my. Now hold on.
I should say Afghanistan.
Now we are still.
Beirut's an older reference. We used to say Beirut
80s,
for
yeah.
years.
We are, again, moving too fast.
Oh, how can we be doing that?
Was there bloodshed?
Yes, immediately.
Oh. What? Immediately?
Immediate
bloodshed.
Okay,
then bloodshed. Go back to the hardware. What are you using?
All right, well, I have my adjustable Norelco trimmer.
That you use for your beard?
Yeah, but I didn't.
Will you use it on your beard again?
I took, no, hell no.
You took the guard off.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's unsanitary. Yeah, why not? I don't care. It's my
right.
It's my hair.
Right.
Whether it's down there or up here.
Your skin, your hair, all the same.
But you took the guard off.
I took the guard off because I thought that was that a mistake?
That's the first mistake.
Really, you take the guard off?
Look, and I know you haven't mowed your lawn in many moons, but when you did mow your lawn.
Right.
And you probably will again in the summer.
you're really talking about his yard.
Is that how long it's going to take to come back?
Well, no.
Summertime?
No, talking about your lawn.
Your lawn.
Oh, my
outside.
Lawn. All right.
Yes.
A comparison.
Lawn.
I know, but when you did.
So what were you?
So
yeah.
When you've got a substantial amount of growth, whether it be on your lawn or the lawn in your front yard,
right.
You've got to trim down a layer before you actually go in for the actual mow.
Well, see, that was my problem. Look, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yes.
Right.
And I probably should have done that. Yeah. And then. So I went in and where the twig meets the berries.
Okay.
I went in seriously, like with a machete.
Oh, hold on, where the twig meets the berries, or where the twig meets the ground?
Where the twig meets the twig meets the berries.
Okay. Wow!
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. And I came in and I went.
Oh!
And you know what you realize is there's a lot of
play.
How shall I say, vascular activity now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So like it's immediately, you know,
like
immediately I'm
pig.
Looking like my new favorite TV show, Spartacus. So you know, I was in pain. I sort of figured it out, and then I kept at it, but not in such a way that, you know, it's not perfect.
Yeah, you didn't feel sexy.
Has it ever been perfect?
I didn't feel like this matters. End this experiment, you know, F it.
Yeah.
But the part that's the toughest.
You went from a beautification plan to apply pressure.
But hold on. The area that I nicked up first is down where the most difficult area is.
Yes.
Right.
That's the part, because where the twig meets the berries is right where that's just, I mean, God, I'm like,
painful.
What is the, how do I have to, what do you have to do to get this out of here?
You leave the, well, I don't know how you heal, but you leave the guard on the trimmer in the first place, and then you move in with the microscreen shaver after that.
Oh. Oh, see, yeah. I never knew that.
Yeah, see.
I never knew that.
Or you but don't even fool that with is God's dangerous. Master plan.
No, no,
no, you're probably right.
The micro screen is fine.
There's a reason that the, because in the shower, in the shower, Carla had to throw away her her razor.
Oh, dear.
Because I might have tended to it in the shower, too. I used the Norelco. Mm-hmm. I used my electric mm-hmm. razor.
And you used prayer.
And I used her, like, regular razor that she uses, like, right. for her legs and stuff
wow.
like that. Right. I know it's gross. I know it's
that's
disgusting.
Really, no,
it's
just. But I'm so glad.
Something new. But you know what
I'm
seemed
so
to work?
I'm so glad you didn't call me with this on Sunday because it would have ruined my weekend.
I'll tell you what I should have done, what I really should have done, is taken the guard,
yes.
kept that, gone down to the low level, sure. and then soaped mm-hmm. up and taken.
Yes.
But it's not easy because you got, it's not, you know, really, it's like landing a plane on a, in a mountainous area. Yep. You know, you got also, the terrain that's is right. not exactly perfect right. down there.
You got to proceed with caution.
It was mm-hmm. horrible.
And I would know for me.
Why, as a guy?
Hard to see.
Both of you as men, Jesus Christ, how feminine can you be
like
to take that much time to do that? How often are we talking about
it? I don't
here?
Like it either, but if it's something that my girl's into,
sure.
it's fine.
All right, you if she's into it, how long is it, how many times a week are we talking about?
Remember, I left most of it in place. It's just certain areas that are clean and
course,
free of brush
right.
at
perfect,
this point.
Right.
So
perfect.
It, but every day for 2 minutes... It takes to just make sure there's no stubble.
You work on your area every day?
For 2 minutes.
I
every
do too, but
day
not
or
shaving.
Less.
Really?
Yeah, 2 minutes or less just to clean up the stubble.
God. I mean, I wash it.
Right.
But I never shaved it every day.
But
or
again,
trimmed it.
Micro screen, it's quick and clean.
I don't do it
call
as
that
much.
Client.
If I feel like we're getting to the point of like, and anybody that really thinks about their past and like cartoons,
uh-huh.
if it starts looking like a Monchichi, it's time to take him down.
The Monchichi?
Yeah, the little furry guys.
You remember
okay.
Monchichi?
Hey.
Monchichi. Monchichi. Yeah. Monchichi.
Younger. Anyway, so, yeah. The guys.
All right, can I ask a question?
I'm also today, and as of last night, uh-huh. I already began feeling the discomfort.
Of itch?
Based on, yeah, I feel like, seriously, there's a porcupine
the
having
regrowth.
Babies down
well,
in my
you
crotch.
See, this brings, I have a situation that regards that's regarding hair, but not hair down there.
Oh. Hair, I have more than enough hair down there.
And here's the deal. Right here at the front of my massively receding hairline, I have a little part that a barber shaved because she said, this has been bothering me for years.
Right.
And so because she shaved this to even off the front of my hair,
yeah.
I can't let it grow out or it's going to look like stubble because it's different length
right.
than the rest of it.
Might so you have to keep shaving it?
I'm stuck to every third day or so shaving the front of my head.
Microscreen.
So the thing is, are you going to go through the awkward stage of the grow out?
Yeah, I'm
going to
go
or
I'm immediately
you,
do the
are
grow
you
out.
Locked into keeping it like
I might
that.
Go the grow out to a certain extent
right.
And just, you know, but I mean, right now it's just, I don't know. I don't want to get near there down there because I am
right.
very sensitive.
You have to
I'll
heal first.
And this is a very personal detail that I, you know, shocker, okay. I'm going to reveal to the listening audience.
Okay.
Down the berries,
yeah.
I'm not a berry guy.
Right.
I don't like the berries messed with at all.
I'm sure everyone in the room will keep that in mind.
There are lots of guys that do like the berries messed with.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I am terrified. I think it comes from a fear of getting kicked there or
right.
getting a baseball there when I was playing sports. I'm very sensitive.
Okay.
I don't like being, I didn't like having my razor down there. I don't like it. It freaks the hell out of me. And I mean, really, it just freaks me out.
But you know, there's a lot of difference between a sharp razor and a DBR, Mike.
I know, but I mean, but I'm very, I just don't like. I don't like people messing with that. I like the. I like the working end.
Right.
All right. You
well,
have
I mean,
all the fun you want with that working end, but stay away
well,
from. That's just
terrible. Yeah, everybody's different.
Just
yeah.
because your car has a radio.
No, it's not.
Mike.
I would love that to be a source of activity that I would enjoy.
Just
you know, like
your
my
car
two
has
perverted
a radio.
Friends here.
Just because your car has a radio doesn't mean you don't want a DVD player if it's
the,
available.
The thing is, right now I don't think I'm going anywhere near this. I think
yeah,
I'll take a
well,
peek at it.
I don't think
once
anybody should.
Well, I don't think it has to heal. There I think
should,
it healed
well, you
up
said
quicker.
You cut yourself.
Well, I cut myself. Yeah. I haven't even looked at it since yeah. that happened.
How many stitches?
It's fine.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's fine.
Just for your reference point,
yes.
This is what a Monchichi looks like.
Oh, now I understand what a Monchichi is. There you go.
Let me say for the old
school. So the Monchichi, so you basically, so you don't take the, do you take the razor out?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If I see the growth, which is a thin fur lining, if you will,
you're not allowed to be disgusted, Mike, because you brought
this up. I know, I brought
this whole
thing.
If I do that, then there's some trimming I need
to do. That's going to be your nickname. That is your new nickname. You will be Munchichi to me.
Munchichi, Munchichi.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
It's Munchichi, girl doll, boy doll. School time and football fan outfits are each sold separately.
Munchichi, Munchichi, oh so soft and cuddly. With the thumb in her mouth, she's really neat. Fun to wiggle his little feet.
Munchichi girl doll and boy doll are each sold separately from Mattel.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go. For $1,000 off.